From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The results are in Iowa, at least at the Des Moines Register newspaper. Over the weekend, the Register's editorial board released their endorsements for the 2008 presidential caucuses.
The Des Moines Register's editorial board endorses Senator John McCain of Arizona for the Republican nomination for the presidency. The Des Moines Register's editorial board endorses New York Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton for the Democratic nomination for the presidency.
The Register endorsement is highly anticipated and highly sought after. It's the largest paper in the state, and Register endorsements have changed candidates' fortunes in the past. To find out more about how the paper came to its decision, we're joined by Carol Hunter. She's the editorial page editor of the Des Moines Register, and you heard her voice just there on the tape. She joins us now from Des Moines. Hello, Carol.
Hello.
This is a very unusual race this year. There's no clear front runner in either the Republican or Democratic pack. Was this a tough decision for the board?
It was. I wrote a column about the process we went through, and the column pretty much reflected that we agonized, because we did. The Democratic field, we feel, is just very deep with a lot of talented individuals, skilled politicians. We had a hard time making up our mind. On the Republican side, each of the candidates has some real strengths, but we didn't find what we thought kind of was the total package in any one candidate. So we wrestled on that side of the aisle as well.
The Register takes this process very seriously. I understand it's a quite arduous and protracted process. Could you give us the briefest explanation of just exactly how you go about this?
Well, we start with the editorial board endorsement interviews. We interviewed 18 different presidential candidates this year. Nine of them we had back for re-interviews as well, seven in 1 week. That was quite a week. We did analysis of issues. We studied their website. We read biographies and autobiographies. It was a very thorough process.
Now, on the Democratic side, the paper in the last Democratic caucuses endorsed John Edwards. Sounds like he didn't impress you this time.
I wouldn't put it that way at all. We still very much believe in his message about two Americas. We just ended up finally deciding at the end, in a different year with a different set of candidates running, that we started fearing that his message had also become a little bit too harsh and that perhaps he himself might be something of a dividing figure instead of a uniting figure for the two Americas.
And in the end, you settled on John McCain on the Republican side, Hillary Clinton on the Democratic side. A sentence as to why you made that decision in each case.
Well, actually, in both cases, it came down to competency and readiness to lead. We think the country faces enormous challenges right now, and we think the next president needs to be able to step in, work with Congress, work across the party aisle, and get things done for America.
Now, you don't try to influence the polls, but in the past, what has been the influence or the impact of the Register endorsement?
Some years, not much different. In other years, a lot of difference. It's certainly thought that last time around in 2004, that our endorsement of Senator John Edwards really gave momentum to his campaign and helped propel him to a second-place finish.
Carol Hunter, thanks for taking time to talk to us.
Good to talk to you, too.
Carol Hunter is the editorial page editor of the Des Moines Register. She spoke to us from Des Moines.